Hello, and thank you for listening to our online Victory Sermon Archive. In this segment, Pastor Nathan will be bringing a series of messages from the book of Genesis.
I think we'll be able to take care of the chapter today, of chapter 1. So let's read the whole chapter. I know it's rather long, it's about 31 verses, but it has a lot of good things to say. I have a few points to make, a few teaching points. I'll apply it, and then we'll go on our way this evening. Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide waters from the waters." And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielded fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that hath life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." And God created great wells, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let fowl and multiply in the earth." And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and the beast of the earth after his kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the field or of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Father, please help this evening, and I pray, as we talk about the waters and the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. I guess if I had a title this evening about this lecture, this sermon, I would title it, "What About the Water?" What about the water? In verses 6 through 13, where I'll get most of the thrust of what I want to speak this evening, we're going to see that God created water. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. The first thing that I want us to look at is I want us to look at God dividing water from water. God divided water from water. This is where God created atmosphere. Here, God created the heaven and the earth. We know that in the first verse, the first day, that God created the heaven and the earth. On the second day, God took the firmament. God took water and divided it from water. This is important because there was the water that He put in the atmosphere, and then there was the water that He left on earth. He did this on the second day. We'll find out why it's important for this. But I also want to talk about just a minute about Noah's Ark. The thing that we could learn from this is that when God created the heaven and the earth, and then He took the water and He divided the water from the water, that means He had the water that He made sea, and then He had the water that He made heaven. He divided the waters. Do you understand? It was just a big ball of water, and He divided it. And between the waters was air. All right. The reason that that's important is because when God told Noah to build an ark because it was going to rain, you have to understand that it never rained before. You know that. What God would do is God would have the water mist like dew to water all the grass and the trees. The reason that Adam and Eve and Noah and Methuselah and these folk could live as long as they live, because a lot of people that do not believe the Bible, they jest and they mock at the idea that man lived 900 years of age. They laugh at that idea. But it's not a far-fetched idea. Because when God created the heaven and the earth, He created a perfect atmosphere around the earth that protected all that was in the earth from harmful UV rays. Skin cancer. Some of you have had skin cancer. A lot of you know people that have skin cancer. A lot of people get skin cancer on basically what, the left side of their face or the left arm, because of driving down the road so much. The sun comes through that side, and so you'll get this side, and this side will be more exposed usually than this side. It's rare, more rare to have skin cancer on this side of the face than this side of the face for the idea of driving. Well, that's because of the harmful UV rays. If you go to the beach, people will tell you to put on sunscreen and make sure that it's of certain kind of UV protection. You know that. Me, my skin, I need 50 or above. So basically, I'm putting on a t-shirt when I go to the beach, which is probably a good idea anyway. But, you know, this stuff is to protect us from the harmful UV rays so we don't have skin problems down the road. But they didn't have that problem back then. Because when God, on the second day, divided the waters from the water, He made a perfect atmosphere. That's why I believe God, when He told Noah to create the ark, to build the ark, that He had to pitch it within and without. The Bible says He pitched it within and He had to pitch it without. And He made it of gopher wood. And no one knows what gopher wood is. We don't understand what that is. We don't have that around. We can only speculate what we might think it was. But evidently it was a solid part of a tree. And this tree, this gopher tree, was used, and God gave him design, told him how to build this thing. This thing was going to have to be able to handle a very strong impact. Because remember, the atmosphere was divided on the second day of creation. And when God said He was going to cause it to rain, I have a personal belief that when the Bible says the earth opened up and the rain fell, or the water fell from the sky, that it didn't trickle down. I don't think that people were banging on the ark and all of a sudden, what's this precipitation falling out of the sky? I don't think they even knew what happened. I think they were laughing at Noah. I don't even know that it got dark. I believe that God opened the windows of the atmosphere, and that water that he had protected the earth with, that incubated the earth for people to be able to live so long and have a long life, that was over. And God opened that atmosphere up, and that water fell from the sky, and that ark had to be solid, pitched in without, because when that water hit, it fossilized so many things. That's why you have fish, and that's why you have animals fossilized in the side of a mountain. You have a sudden impact of water that crushed into and shadowized into this side of a mountain at a mighty, mighty force. Hey, you have this atmosphere that God created on the second day. And so when people are talking about, well, man, why aren't we living 900 years now? Why is 100 years like when we see someone that's 100, we don't say, you know, if we hear of someone dying at the age of 100, we usually don't ask the question, what happened? Right? We're like, man, they made it to 100. Good job. You did it. Because that's a long time to live. But back in the Bible days, that was a very short time to live. Back in the Old Testament. Back in Noah's day. His great-grandfather, Methuselah, lived to be 969 years. But when the waters fell and God destroyed that perfect atmosphere, that perfect ozone layer that was protecting us, men's age started to decrease. Until when you get to the end of the book of Genesis, Abraham, man lived to be 120, 125 years of age, and that's still to this day, we have people that live that old. That was because of what happened on day two. What happened to the dinosaurs? Yes, I believe in dinosaurs, and yes, I believe that dinosaurs walked with man. I have no problem believing in dinosaurs, tyrannosauruses, brontosauruses, whatever source you want to believe in. I believe that we had dinosaurs, and I do believe that they walked with man. And the reason that dinosaurs no longer exist is because the atmosphere that God produced at that particular time they could survive in. And after the flood, yes, two dinosaurs were on the ark. When they got off the ark, they probably deceased and died. They couldn't handle the atmosphere that God had now given them, and the vegetation that they needed to survive on was not there. And so a lot of the things that the scientists have a hard time explaining is explained the way that the earth could be flooded within 40 days. And I do believe after the initial impact, the Bible did allow it to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. But I do believe that there was one solid impact, and that was when the atmosphere was opened up and God just hit the earth hard. And now you can kind of understand why we don't live as long as they used to live. That's why we don't have dinosaurs as big as they were back then. I mean, I guess if you were to let a crocodile live 900 years, that'd be a pretty big crocodile. We would probably call that a dinosaur. Or any lizard that would be able to live. If you had a snake living 1,000 years old, could you imagine how big that snake might could get? And so things could change because of that, but that's what happened on day two. God divided the waters from the waters. And I like the idea that God got to name it too, because he named it the sea. And then God divided the water from the land. He said, bring forth the land and let the waters gather themselves together. And so here's pockets of water here and pockets of water there. And he called those seas. And he named the land that came forth out of the water, earth. There again, I could sit there and look at anyone that doesn't believe in God, and when they call this planet Earth, God's the one that named it. And so we have God dividing the water from the land. Water was gathered together, the land appeared, and God named the earth and the sea. And the final thought about all of this is when we read the entire chapter, how God did things. The first 3 days, God created the heaven and the earth. On day two, he created the water. On day three, he created the land. When God created the land, you'll find out in the passage of Scripture that not only did God create the land, but he created the herb, and he created the trees, and he created the grass. And on many of those trees, he created the fruit. This is all important. Because if we were to steer, if we were to take the first 3 days of creation and put them over here, and this being day one, and this being day two, and this being day three, we now can go over here and see why God does everything in decency and in order. Because day one, He created the heaven and the earth. On day four, God created what? I can't hear you. I need to know because I got to look at my notes. God created what? God created the sun, the moon, and the stars. And so you have day one. God created the heaven and the earth. And on day four, which would parallel with day one, God created the sun, the moon, and then the Bible says this little quaint verse, and He made the stars also. See, you notice God didn't make the sun, the moon, and the stars before He made a place for the sun, the moon, the stars to sit. And then on day five, which parallels with God creating the waters, on day five, He created all the sea creatures and the fowls of the air. On day six, God created the animals and man, paralleling with day three when He created the land. You don't make an animal that needs land before you make land. See, what God does, friend, is God does everything in decency and in order. And when God created on day three, He created land, but He created, the Bible makes sure that they tell us that He created the herbs of the field and the fruits of the tree. Why? Because He was going to create man and animal. Animal was going to live off the grass and the herbs, and the man was going to live off the fruit, which the Bible also called the meat. God made us a vegetarian. As a matter of fact, God made everyone, every creature, a vegetarian. Only did we become carnivores after the fall of man. And yes, it's okay to eat meat because the Bible talks about Jesus serving meat. Now, I wanted to tell you all of that because we're going through the book of Genesis and it needs to talk about the creation. So if you can understand why God does things and how God does things, and if you can understand the atmosphere and Noah's Ark, and you can explain old age, and you can explain how dinosaurs no longer exist, it probably is going to be found in the book of Genesis, and you're going to probably find it in the second day that God created, and He divided the waters from the waters. Now, we still get precipitation in the sky. There are times where it rains. There are times when it doesn't rain. But back in the Bible day before God created or caused it to rain on Noah, there was no rain. There was just perfect water, dividing water. I don't know exactly what would happen if we were able to invent a perfect environment. I don't know if longevity could come back. I don't know if that's the case. The Bible does tell us in that a man's age is 70 years, and if from some strange reason they get 75 or 80, that's a gift of God. That's what the Bible says. And it does seem that we get to live a little longer and longer. I like that idea. And it seems like the longer we live, the more healthier we get to live. When I was growing up, 60 seemed to be really, really old. And a 60-year-old looked like a 60-year-old. But today, 60-year-olds don't look like 60-year-olds. 60-year-olds don't look like 60-year-olds. And it's kind of interesting how people have aged better now in society. And back then we didn't have to worry about it because of all of what God created. So how do you apply this? And we always have to have application because we'll have time of invitation. The application is this. God, in His infinite wisdom, created all things in order. And the Bible says, and He made it good. As a matter of fact, when He got done and He looked at it all, He says, it was very good. So again, we could iterate, God does everything good. However, when He saw that man sinned, and we'll be talking about man's sin when we get to chapter 3. When He saw that man sinned, because God is a God of decency and a God of order, God had a plan for that too. And it had order. Man sinned. Jesus provided a sacrifice, which was himself, and he gave everyone a free will to accept that sacrifice. And so when I look at Genesis chapter 1 and I'm trying to study this out and trying to find a way to teach this to you and yet make it applicable so that God could deal with your heart about something, I want you to know that God has everything under control. It wasn't like God created the heaven and the earth and then all night he was wondering, what am I going to do tomorrow? And if God didn't do that with creation, if God didn't wake up one day and say, not that he ever sleeps, but for illustration point, and he said, well, today I'm going to create heaven and earth, and it was good. And all night long he was thinking, what am I going to do tomorrow? Well, I'll make water. And then on the third day, what am I going to do the third day? Well, I'll make land. No. God had it all planned out. Just like he has your life planned out. Your life is not an accident. Now, because of free will and because we get to remove ourselves from God's perfect plan in our life, because we have that free will, sometimes we get out of God's perfect plan, but God always has a perfect way to get you back to his perfect plan. Nothing takes God by surprise. But when we get out of God's perfect will, we get in trouble. Adam and Eve got out of God's perfect will, but God had a provision. God had a plan, and he implemented that plan. You and I, when we do wrong, and we will do wrong, when we get out of God's, and maybe you're here tonight and you're saved and you have been in God's perfect will, or you know you've been in God's perfect will, but you are no longer in God's perfect will because of your choices that you've made. Maybe you're sitting here tonight and you know the choices you've made and you're sitting there thinking, man, I would love to go back to where I was. I want you to know that you can. Now, it may not ever always be the same, but you can at least get back to the fellowship that you once had with Jesus Christ. Adam and Eve, when they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden, they could not go back to the Garden of Eden. It could not go back to the way it was, but they could restore the fellowship and they could walk with God again. And so when you and I mess up, I want you to know that it doesn't take God by surprise. God is not a God of reaction. God is always a God of action. To react means that you reacted to someone else's action. God doesn't react. God acts. And God created, and he had a plan. Adam and Eve, we'll talk about that when we get to Genesis chapter 3. Adam and Eve messed up that plan. But God didn't react. God just acts. And God said, I'll provide myself a sacrifice. And he did. And so if you're here today and you're not saved, I want you to know that you can be saved because of God's perfect plan. If you are saved and you've messed up your life and you've kind of gotten away from where you once were and you would like to get back to the fellowship that you once had, I want you to know that God has a perfect plan for that too. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you're here today and you're saved and you're out of God's will, you can get back in it. If you're here today and you're not saved, you can be saved because the God of order can make order of your life as well. Nothing takes God by surprise. And a side note, I hope that you now can understand some of the things that may puzzle your mind. Well, how did people live so long, and why did they stop living so long, and what happened to the dinosaurs? Well, on the second day, God divided the waters from the waters. And in Noah's day, God undivided it. And here we are.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the study from God's Word. Please feel free to like us on Facebook and join us anytime for our live stream. We hope you have a blessed day.